to item number 5. Madam Clerk.
From Intergovernmental Relations Staff, 2013 Legislative Updates. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
And we welcome Ms. Jamie Kuhn. If you could give us some highlights in brief, please.
I should quickly mention, since you already brought up the ICC, there is a draft resolution before the ICC that all of us, the members of the ICC, the supervisors who were there, the county executive office, regarding their new process for intergovernmental agreements. I don't know, there wasn't a discussion regarding the items in the draft, as the draft was just handed out at the meeting.
Discussions at the prior meeting.
Yeah, but the actual draft was not available until that meeting, and so the chair of the ICC suggested that everyone take a look at it and come back to the next meeting and discuss it. So I don't know if you have any further questions on the ICC process, but I mean, it wasn't clear that anyone had actually seen the draft prior to the meeting. So, and I know that Corporation Council has a copy of it and is looking at it as well.
Okay.
As we talked about before, the legislature is obviously back in session. You can use your own judgment about whether or not you think they are taking up important items, but there is a lot of discussion about drunk driving, economic development, presumably, and casinos and elections. You should know that the Democratic caucus of the Milwaukee delegation has sent out a letter to the governor regarding their opposition to the casino, and from what I could tell, it was the Dems who had sent that. There has also been a number of bills up before Senate and Assembly committees regarding election changes. Been talking to the county clerk about some of the items in relation to sort of ballot counting and poll workers and election officials. There are some changes that will obviously affect Milwaukee County in regard to who can serve as a poll worker or an election official. There's been discussion over a period of time regarding whether or not individuals should be residents of the wards, the polling locations that they serve, and that's an issue before the legislature. We do have two new leaders in the state assembly. The majority leader is now Representative Kramer, and the speaker pro temp is now Representative Tyler August, as a result of Representative Souter being appointed to the Public Service Commission. There's also been some recent discussion in finance yesterday regarding the recovery of estate and assets in relation to MA payments, and the Finance Committee approved a measure because in the budget they eliminated their ability to collect or recoup or recover estate assets in regard to individuals' bills, essentially, in relation to MA.
You said MA payments?
MA payments.
What are those?
The state was no longer allowed to collect it based on the provision in the budget that removed language. And so in finance yesterday, the first step they took was to essentially reinstate their ability to recover payments through estate collection, asset collection,
okay.
Which is something that they're doing as a part of their...
Would that trickle down to the county in any beneficiary fashion?
No, we don't handle that. So,
Supervisor Broder.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if that may be a strategic attempt to create an issue to trade off against inheritance tax reform, if we can call it that.
I cannot speak to the intent. I do know that the Legislative Fiscal Bureau did recommend that something needed to happen if they wanted the authority to collect it, because they removed their own authority in the budget.
Well, it seems like the war on the poor is being extended to the war on the middle class as well. I don't see any war on bankers. I don't see any war on combined reporting. I don't see tax reforms being suggested in any quarter. But it seems like food stamp fraud child care, anything that affects low-income people seems to be the meat for this current incarnation of the People's Voice to take on as issues in terms of savings. I find that obviously disappointing when so much more in terms of revenue could be reaped by appropriate reforms that would deal with those who already have 50% of the income in their pockets.
Supervisor, would you like a second soapbox today?
No, but I think public officials have a responsibility to give voice.
Yes.
To those kinds of issues as they are developing in the state legislature. It is unthinkable to me what is happening there, and the attack, the unrelenting attack on poor people. It's beyond the imagination, or would have been 20 years ago. Now, of course, it's
commonplace.
It's what it is, and it's the state of the art being applied to further feather the nests of those who are already slumbering comfortably and deep down.
Thank you, Supervisor. Ms. Coon, please continue.
Not to jump the gun on this issue, it's one that Supervisor Lipscomb is interested in, as well as our county treasurer and the county's association is already working on it, and we may want to discuss it at a future meeting. But there is an issue in regard to demolition costs when a municipality decides that they're going to raise or demolish a building. The counties are responsible for a special tax. And so regardless of the property owner's ability to pay that tax to whatever municipality or to the county still has to pay it back to the municipalities at some point. So the counties and other people are working on introducing legislation such that it's a special charge and not a special tax, one that the counties would not have to forward like they currently do as of October or August 20th to the municipality, the costs or the tax on that property. And so what the bill would do is eliminate the tax and change it to a charge that would only have to be forwarded in the event that the actual owner actually paid the tax. So I don't believe that it won't come with some obvious controversy, and that the municipalities will probably like to continue to recoup those dollars that we currently give them, regardless of whether or not we're paid for it.
The city of Milwaukee recently was supposed to receive some recoupment for or payment to demolish properties from the state. Is that correct?
From the county.
That's from the county.
Yes, the county and by August 20th has to essentially pay the municipalities for any special tax on those properties.
Interesting.
So there's language definition changes regarding a tax versus a charge. Some people believe that changing it to a charge will give us more flexibility, and I believe the legislation that's going to be eventually introduced will contain a provision that while the counties will still intend to pay the municipality for that demolition charge, they're not obligated to do so until they've received payment from the individual or owner.
So that will come back to us.
If you would like it to. I think it's, because I know that Supervisor Lipscomb is interested in it.
The effect of this would affect Milwaukee County.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, yes, it currently does. We pay the municipalities the tax.
Okay. Other items you have, Ms. Coon? No? Okay. The pleasure of the committee to do anything. But with that, I think we're done with item number 5 then. All right. Well, I believe then I can say this meeting is adjourned. All right. Thank you.